Surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, like an act like an imbecile. And say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, well it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
Jungle life, we're living in the open. All along, like that. Kasa hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol und alles lief. Da kann man Rock me up, aber ey, ist gut. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock, mir aber
Baby, do to me. Alrighty, well, we just heard The Warrior by Scandal. Really, it's Patti Smyth, but yes, Patti Smyth and Scandal. And I hope you enjoyed that set. I really did. That was a lot of fun. Again, I'm multitasking here, but okay, so we heard, yes, Scandal, Patti Smyth, The Warrior, off the album, Warrior, not The Warrior, but yeah. Okay, right before that, this was a good one. We heard Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. That was the 12-inch single American edit. I couldn't really figure out what the difference was from the original, but I listened to both of them. The original is a bit, I forget which way around it is. One of them is a bit faster, just a quicker tempo, and a little bit higher pitched. And yeah, the American edit is longer by a couple of minutes. I think that was like 5 minutes. Very interesting. I don't think we have that album. We have a lot of Falco. We have so much Falco. It's not even funny. I didn't know he made that many albums. And yet we have them all, except the one with Rock Me Amadeus on it. But we do have the single with the American edit and I think like an instrumental version or something on the B-side. You know how singles are. But okay, right before that, we heard Tarzan Boy by Baltimora. Very classic 80s, you know, pop kind of. It's funny, the label, the review said like techno on it. I don't think that's techno, but maybe that's my modern perspective on techno music. I know a lot of 80s music, a lot of kind of new wave music, and a lot of synthy music from the 80s was perceived to be very like club adjacent, very techno, electronic, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. They labeled it that, techno. That's not where we're putting it. It's not in our electronic section. It's in our 80s dance section, because we had to make a section for all the 80s dance music that we have, because there's a lot of it. Somebody is calling. I do apologize. I can't pick up right now. Sorry. I hope that's a real person. Most of the time when I get a call, it's not. I got a call from Essex Junction the other day, so I picked up thinking it would be like somebody local listening in. It said, "Don't hang up. We have important information about your Google business email." I'm like, okay, shut up. I got one once about car warranty. That's like the classic. I can't believe we actually got that one. Somebody calling about our car extended warranty. And one time I got one. It was a real person. It wasn't like a robot voice. The one yesterday was a robot voice. It was like, "Oh, we're calling about your business, something, something with your business." And I'm like, "What? We're a radio station." And they're like, "Yeah, and you, and something, something." They said a bunch of nonsense. I'm sorry, I'm really tired, so I'm also saying nonsense. But this guy was just going on about my business. I'm like, "No." And I just hung up on him. So sorry if he was really a listener and he was concerned about our business, but I don't have time for that. Okay, where were we? Tarzan Boy, Baltimora. Right before that, we heard Safety Dance by Men Without Hats on the topic of dancing. Also a great 80s song that is kind of bad, but also really good. And then to start the set, we heard, of course, Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. Yeah, we were listening to that one at Vinyl Reorganization this week, and the consensus was it's bad. But it's good, you know? I kind of like it. It's catchy, but it's bad. It's really bad. Yeah, that's why the review said stick to what you're good at from, you know, back when that, what was it, 1985? So, I mean, Eddie Murphy already had his acting career. That was established. But, yeah, we also have the album that's on, but I didn't feel the need to play from that because I'm not going to ever consider any other song from that album, unfortunately. It's just, it's so bad, but it's really good. Yeah, a lot of these 80s kind of songs that I've been playing today, I didn't know that we had until like 2 weeks ago. We had this stack of like unsorted vinyl that we didn't really know what it was, and I decided to just take a minute and go through a lot of it, and that's where I found two Alphaville albums, including the one with Forever Young, and I found Eddie Murphy, and I found Tarzan Boy, and I also found the Rock Me Amadeus single in a different stack, also like 2 weeks ago. These are all very recent finds, which just goes to show we have so much great stuff. Yeah, The Warrior, that was hiding in a box of records that we had purchased, I'm assuming years ago. I mean, and they're untouched too. The Warrior is in great condition. It's great. Not in great condition in the way that Party All the Time is. That's in great condition because nobody ever played it. The Warrior is in great condition in that it had a very nice plastic sleeve on it, as did all of these records that we seemingly bought and then put in a box and never touched. It's really unfortunate, but we're playing them now, which is great. I don't have a song queued up right now, but I'm thinking this should be fun. This is another... Oh, sorry, I just hit the microphone. This is another great record that was kind of hiding in our stacks that we have now found. It's They Might Be Giants. You might be familiar with them because of, you know, their kind of funny songs and things like that. Well, we have some very original here, They Might Be Giants, and we're going to take a listen. And then immediately after that, we will hear the same song again, but not by They Might Be Giants. We will hear the cover by Cheekface. Yeah, that's a bit of a crazy crossover. I bet you didn't expect to hear Cheekface today. We have a cute little 7-inch 45 single from Cheekface that has the same song I'm about to play on one side of it, which is awesome. That is from like a few years ago. That's probably one of our newer records, other than ones that some smaller artists like to send us vinyl sometimes, which is awesome. But this is cool. This was not sent to us. This was given to us by DJ Pilk, aka our station manager. And now we have it, and we're super happy about that. So we're going to hear the same song twice, so don't... They sound kind of similar, but you'll hear a difference. But yes, we'll hear that. And then I don't really know. Expect some more maybe 80s music after that. Or, you know what, I'll talk again after, because I have a second set that I want to do of like different music that I don't usually play. So, okay, here are the two songs. And I hope you enjoy.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air, and it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen and I hear my words. You're the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. And I get more than I still haven't walked. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen and I hear my words. You're the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen and I hear my words. You're the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop blow. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. Inner voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. Anna-ing and I are getting older. We still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair. 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot? In the back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. Majestic presence, listen and hear my words. The words you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want your hat.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by the humid air, and it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I think we are getting older. We still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you would think me for you. And I think and I are getting older. We still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. Are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Alrighty. We just heard, wait, I don't know if the song ended. Hold on. Yeah, that was definitely the end. We just heard, sorry, I'm eating food. I'm eating my dinner. We just heard Anna Ng First, we heard it from, well, just now we heard it from Cheekface. And then before that, we heard the original from They Might Be Giants. That's off their album Lincoln, which we are very happy to have on vinyl. It is so cool. We were very excited when we found that one, too. Yeah, cool that Cheekface covered that. And cool that we have both of them. I really do like that. Alrighty. We're going to get started with a sort of deviation from the theme that we've had so far of like kind of 80s and new wave and all that. We're going to listen to some albums that I played earlier today, just some different songs. We're going to hear from Massive Attack, and then we'll hear from, man, we'll hear from Chic and the Beastie Boys. And Grimes, I guess. Yeah, we'll do all that. Maybe we'll hear Boards of Canada, too. I don't know. We'll see how much time I have. I'm excited. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back. Freak out!
Alrighty, well, I hope you enjoyed that set. That was really fun. We've just about come up on midnight, but I actually have a lot of music left that I would like to play, so I'm probably going until about 12:30, which should be lots of fun. I hope you enjoyed my little, miscellaneous genre set. We just heard Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. We heard it earlier today for me, but you know, I just really wanted to play it again. I was going to play Brass Monkey, and then I changed my mind last minute because I love Intergalactic so much. So we just heard that. Right before that, we heard Oblivion by Grimes. That's off the same album, of course, as you know, her other song that I played earlier today also, Genesis. Love that song. Great, great album. And I'm so glad that we have that on vinyl. It's really, truly awesome and has been getting a lot of play today. Right before that, we heard Les Freaks by Chic. Awesome. So glad we have that. And to start the set, we heard Unfinished Sympathy by Massive Attack. Also so cool to have that album. What is it, Blue Lines? I forget. I don't know. Love that, though. So funny when we found that Chic album. Oh my gosh, we were so excited. You wouldn't think a bunch of, like, college kids doing volunteer work at an alternative radio station would be so excited to find the most popular, like, disco album ever. And yet here we were. We were so excited, and I'm glad that we found that, and I'm really glad I got to play that. If you don't know the history behind the song Les Freaks, it's really funny, actually. I read this. I thought this was fake, and then I looked it up, and it turns out it's, like, in the Library of Congress, so apparently it's real. But the way that Les Freaks came to be was that two of the band members of Chic were going to Studio 54, and they were trying to meet up with Grace Jones, the model, because she was interested in having them produce an album for her. And they told